Most of us have never seen a mountain lion in the wild, but that doesn't mean we haven't been observed by one of them.
They clearly try and avoid people as much as possible. They are very elusive, very timid animals. A really good study in the Santa Cruz Mountains is showing empirically that mountain lions actively avoid people. They hear people, they're going to just hide, move away. That's probably why people don't see them that often, because they certainly are around. They're not in high numbers, there are very few of them, but based on their movements, they should be seen more if they weren't as elusive.
For that reason, says mountain lion researcher Dr. Quentin Martins, they pose very little threat to humans.
From a safety perspective, aberrant behavior is possible in any species and at any time. However, from past history of the mountain lions, statistically you have a very low chance of being attacked. They're a very low threat to humans. You have a statistically higher chance of being hit by a meteor than being attacked and killed by a mountain lion.
But for livestock, especially smaller farm animals, the risk is quite different.
Each of our collared cats has at some stage engaged in a depredation of livestock, like one goat or one sheep.
Martins is leading the Mountain Lion Research Project, begun last year by Audubon Canyon Ranch, in 1,000 square miles of the Mayacamas Mountains, north and east of Santa Rosa. Part of that study involves working with other landowners to minimize livestock attacks.
A lot more work, a lot more outreach and education needs to be done to ensure that landowners are properly protecting their livestock so that these cats don't have access to these unnatural food items. We're working actively on that, looking at innovative ways of using technology to keep predators away from the livestock.
Martins fears that the alternative, issuing permits for farmers to kill mountain lions on their lands, would quickly decimate the remaining population.
If depredation permits were issued for the removal of those cats, within 6 months, our entire mountain lion population would have been killed on that basis.
Beth Pratt is the California Regional Director for the National Wildlife Federation and author of the recent book, When Mountain Lions Are Neighbors. She observes that the big cats and other wild species are, out of necessity, adapting to having humans nearby.
Some of the wildlife has hung on in these isolated places, but we're also seeing that the wildlife is having to adapt and is willing to compromise. Because what choice do they have?
One example of this, Dr. Martins has seen, is how mountain lions use fences in their hunting.
We live in a very fragmented landscape. Mountain lions don't see it that way necessarily because they can jump fences of up to 12 feet without any problem. But deer can't. So the mountain lions seem to be taking advantage of this, where they encounter deer near fences, they chase them and the deer gets stuck against a fence, or the mountain lion has a better chance of actually catching it and killing it.
But in the big picture, says Beth Pratt, protecting the mountain lions and their habitat is vital to more than wildlife.
We're all part of the same ecosystem, and if wildlife doesn't survive, that's an indication that the health of the ecosystem isn't good, which ends up impacting our health as well.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.